God has given you his courage. If you are going to live in courage and fulfill your purpose, you're going to have to talk yourself into your purpose. Keep it on your lips. So what you need, and I'm going to get very practical now, because what good is all this screaming and shouting if the moment it leaves my lips, it leaves your heart? The way that you keep it is you need a phrase to fight with. You hear me? Your mind is always going to be murmuring and muttering. Have you noticed that? Okay? It's always going to be doing it. So what you want to do is take control of the conversation by the Spirit of God. And the way you do that, you need a phrase to fight the devil with. Here's my current phrase to fight the devil with. This is how I fight fear, because I have a lot of fear. I know I'm not supposed to. I know I'm the pastor of the church, but I get scared sometimes. Scared of big stuff and scared of stupid stuff. But I have learned that if I'm in a state of fear, the reason I'm there is because I talked myself. And if I talked myself, then I can talk myself. There are really only two fears. They all fall under these categories. It's the fear of falling short and the fear of running out. Now, any fear you have in your life falls into one of those two categories. If you're scared to lose a relationship, it's because you're afraid of falling short in someone's eyes, or you're afraid of running out of love. And if they're not there, you won't have love. Every fear that you've ever had in your life falls under those two categories. Fear that I will fall short or that I will not be enough, and fear that I will run out, that I will not have enough. So since I know that the key to me persevering in courage and in strength and in purpose is to fight back. Somebody say, fight back. You are not going to take the land automatically, and you are not going to live in peace and purpose automatically. So I've got a phrase that I do, and it's four syllables on the front and it's four syllables on the back. And I did it in four because you can breathe in four times and breathe out four times. So I do it all the time, and the devil doesn't like it. He really, really hates it. So I'm doing it more and more because I like to make him mad and I like to fight back. I like to let him know he can't just push me around and keep me stuck in the wilderness, and he's not going to have my destiny, and he's not going to disrupt God's dream for my life with discouragement. And anytime he rolls up on me and tries to make my soul downcast, I got something for him, because he's trained my fingers for war and my hands for battle, and he will not keep me out of the land God's promised. He will not keep me out of the purpose. I am going to raise my kids to love God. I am going to serve God in my generation. I am going to complete the calling that God has placed on my life. I am going to go forward in Jesus' name. I am going to build the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I am going to see it come to pass. So I just do this. I say, Christ is in me. That's the first half. I am enough. Why don't you try it? You know, if you're sitting at a restaurant and somebody says, here, taste this. You try it. Say, Christ is in me. I am enough. Tell it to your neighbor. Tell him, Christ is in you. You are enough. I love people who absolutely refuse to participate with anything you do in church. Do they have a secret meeting before church? Where does this happen in the lobby?
When he says, touch your neighbor, do nothing.
It's okay. Let's go for 97% participation, okay? I think we're about 80. Touch your neighbor, say, Christ is in you. You are enough. Now you got to get it in that order, because if you start with you are enough, it's just a matter of time before you find out that is just not true. They're stronger than we are. Yeah, but didn't you hear the verse, devil? Christ is in me. I am enough. Let's take the volume up a little bit. Christ is in me. I am enough. Think about that fear that you have. Look at it and say, Christ is in me. I am enough. Think about what was discouraging you last night, robbing you of your sleep, robbing you of your joy, robbing you of your peace, robbing you of your purpose, and shout it out loud. Say, Christ is in me. I am enough. Now break it down. If you walk around shouting like that, it's going to cause some trouble for you at your job. So God tells Joshua, he says, keep it on your lips as the background, as the soundtrack, and take it into any situation that you face. I love it because God at once gives him a big destiny. How many of you believe that God has a destiny for you? How many of you want to believe that God has a destiny for you? It's kind of hard sometimes because I thought I'd be there by now and I'm not there by now. Well, he gives him a big destiny, but he gives him a small direction. He said, for you to fulfill your destiny, you're going to have to talk yourself into it. So I was flying into Charlotte. You can stand, I'm closing. I was flying into Charlotte one time. Did you get blessed by this word at all today? I was flying into Charlotte one time, and I started to tell you the story how I was discouraged and afraid. And while we were landing, I opened my window, and I remember it real clearly because the guy next to me had been sleeping, and he was kind of mad when I opened the window. But I opened the window and looked out, and it was a perfect setting, like the sun was setting. And remember, I was afraid and discouraged. And I'm not comparing myself to Joshua. I don't have some kind of grandiose idea of what God put me in the earth to do. But, you know, for my calling, for my part to play in the kingdom, I take it very seriously. And I believe that God has given me a promise, and I believe that God has given me a purpose. And I believe that he desires me to live in peace as I fulfill that purpose and possess that promise. And so we were landing, and it was like, man, like a scene out of Thomas Kincaid. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know that guy, the guy who paints all the stuff? Yeah, it was like the city of Charlotte was bathed in the orange sunset, and orange was our church color, and it's also the color of God's team, the Clemson Tigers. And so these two things served to confirm to me that God was speaking. I just felt something. I got my notebook out that I had, and I just wrote down just fast as I could write the impressions that I was receiving as we were landing in Charlotte. And it started with this idea, this is your city. I have given it to you for influence. Not that it isn't other people's city too, but just that God had called me here. You made the right decision. You did it. And I want to give it. And it was about a page and a half of stuff that I wrote down. And a couple days later, I read it to our team. It was very encouraging, very inspiring. The reason I told you that story is because I have landed in Charlotte many times since then. Almost every time I'm landing, I open my window just in case that can happen again. And you know what? It's never happened like that again, ever. Ever. I mean, I've even put my notebook out and gotten my pen ready. And what I see is buildings. But see, you can't live in a place where you're depending on God to always give you a sunset and a poem. And the sense I get from the Lord is, I've already spoken my promise to you. Now, you've got to speak it to yourself. There are some promises in your life that you have not yet possessed. And you're waiting on somebody, or you're waiting on God, or you're waiting on a circumstance to align. It's not going to happen that way. If you are going to experience the peace of God, it won't be because God gives it to you. He's already given you peace. In John 14, 27, when Jesus, like Moses, was preparing his followers for his departure and telling them about the Holy Spirit that was coming, not only to live with them, but to live in them. God told Joshua, I'm with you, but God tells you something even better. He says, I'm in you. Christ is in me, and I'm more than enough. And he tells his followers, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give like the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let them be afraid. Do you see it? Do you see it? Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Why are you so downcast? Stop listening to your situation and start preaching to your situation. In the name of the Lord, dry bones will live. In the name of the Lord, the promise will come to pass. So Jesus said, I have given you my peace. Now talk yourself into it. Day and night. The refrain of my heart. You need a phrase to fight the devil with. I'm not afraid anymore. I feel fear, but I'm not afraid. He didn't say I couldn't feel it. He just said I had to face it. He didn't say that the fear wouldn't come upon me. He just said that it shouldn't define me. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody. You've been stuck. You've been afraid. You've been terrified. You've been worried about it. You've been stressed. But lift your hands in the presence of the Lord and say, Christ is in me. I am enough. Say it again. Christ is in me. I am enough. One more time. God said it three times to Joshua. I want you to say it three times too. Christ is in me. I am enough. Now clap your hands and thank God. Clap your hands and praise God. Open your mouth and speak praise, speak peace. I will yet praise Him, my Lord and my God.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.